Welcome to the first episode of Youthcast. During the recording of the show, we had no problems. But during the editing, we encountered some big problems. This resulted in not a good quality of the episode. So, if anything goes wrong, can we please blame it on the cat? Thanks. I knew you guys would understand. So, let's get on with the show, guys. Welcome to the Young Voices Podcast, episode number one, aka Youthcast. Today we have two correspondents, one in Sofia, Bulgaria. Hey, George.
Hey, I'm Georgi Apostolov.
He was with us last week, and we also have a correspondent in Prague, the Czech Republic, Matej Postolka, via satellite. Hey, Matej.
Hey, guten Morgen. Ich bin Matej Postolka, from the Czech Republic.
Yes, Matej.
Slightly.
I would disagree with that, but okay.
Sure you would.
All right. So today, basically, we are prepared and organized, and for the first time ever, we are prepared for our podcast, and we're going to talk about several things, and please give us your feedback. We have received a ton of feedback from our last episode, which was not even an official demo. It was just a demo, and thank you, guys, and so let's just get on with the show. So let's get on with the news. George, you want to give the news?
Yeah, some of it, sure. So, in recent news, Microsoft released a new design for the Xbox 360. The stats are more or less, actually, they're pretty much the same. No hardware changes were made. The processing speed of all components is the same. The main differences are in the design, as I mentioned, and in the hard disk space, which has been boosted from 160 to 250. It's a pretty sleek piece of hardware.
The next thing on our tech section of this podcast that we would like to discuss is the iPhone 4. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Which was recently released by Apple. Now, the iPhone 4 apparently brings in some radical changes, mainly in the design and that of the curved edges and more of a flat, how would you say, layout, which is the basic top design. We have also known that a big battery change is in there, which means that the battery will last for up to 4 hours longer now on some versions of hibernation and calls. We also realized that the resolution of the display is much higher than on the previous iPhone 3GS, and that of more than the human eye is able to see. The last very interesting thing about the iPhone 4 is that it brought in video calling, which means that you can basically look at the faces of the people you're calling all the time, of course with the new camera in the front of the phone.
So our next topic, which headline is the Project Kinect, also known as Project Natal, which was the project of Microsoft, which basically copied the Nintendo Wii. So basically, Microsoft has brought in motion sensing gaming to their platform, and it's really exciting, and we'll tell you all about it. So
more or less, Project Kinect, as it was recently renamed, takes the concept that Wii uses. In a slightly different way. Instead of using motion sensing sensors, well, in a way, they're using a camera. And again, the sort of a remote control that is again featured in the Nintendo Wii. It's again gonna be an add. It's more or less an additional function that can be added to the PlayStation 3. It's actually the Xbox 360, sorry about that. It's pretty interesting to see. There is real potential in this program. I think the games that are going to be made from this are going to be really great.
Okay, so that was the basic section of our technology podcast, and next we would like to move on to world news.
So now, on to our world section. Matej?
Okay, so we would like to discuss a very recent topic that has just happened in Iran. Well, it's kind of recent as of now, but doesn't really matter. The protest against the president of Ahmadinejad. Iranian protesters took the streets supporting the opposition of Ahmadinejad against the election of the first.
Now, on to our world section.
We would like to discuss the, well, not very recent topic, but still recent, the Iranian protest against the president Ahmadinejad. Iranian protesters took to the streets, supporting the opposition of Ahmadinejad against the election they felt was stolen, supporting green colors of the reform movement. First major movements grabbed close together, holding a V shape with their arms. Police would retaliate, waving batons and entering the crowds. Protesters would throw rocks and set tires on fire and fight them back. In one incident, two reform leaders were attacked, but opposition protesters came in and hustled away the offenders. The protesters were against the supreme leader's ban on anti-government demonstrations and the re-election of fraud of Ahmadinejad. In protesters around Tehran, crowds chant, "Not Gaza, not Lebanon. Our life is for Iran."
So this is another quite tragic situation in Iran, and they do not have the most good condition, and there have been many other protests in Iran. So our last topic is in Kyrgyzstan. Currently in Kyrgyzstan, there is a lot of violence going on in Kyrgyzstan. There's ethnic cleansing and ethnic violence and clashes between them, and the death toll is at 179, and it's just extremely, extremely violent over there right now. And this is far from over, which is stated by the Red Cross organization. And this has been going for a long while, and this is not something new. We had a post on Young Voices back in February, I think, which had the violence in Kyrgyzstan. So now we'll just move on, and we will go through these topics that you just said chronologically, and we are still learning, so if you have any suggestions or feedback for us, please do not hesitate to email us, and we will give you the email at the end.
Yes, and you will also be able to post some comments over here, so no hesitation at all if you want to point out anything. Just
and we have also been recently approved by iTunes, and we will be searchable within a few days, so we'll give you the link on our website. So let's start with the iPhone 4, which was our first technological
highlight of the day.
Yeah. Okay. So, the iPhone 4. What do you guys think? Have you seen the podcast? Have you seen the?
The Apple website happens to be full of it. Now, as for me personally, I don't appear to be, you know, so flattered with the new design of the iPhone, as I don't really think that is a major change. What I do think that is a good change is mainly the battery life, because I mean the battery life on the iPhone, as well, a lot of people know, is not the best quality of that phone. It's particularly because of the reason that the iPhone cannot decode some sort of video. It only has hardware decoding for H.246. And since Apple integrated new decoding chips into the iPhone, it will basically be much, much more able, you know, to.
And so basically what they've done is they've taken the same processor chip that was in the iPad, and if you've used an iPad, you know how fast it is and how fast it loads up apps and boots up. So they took the same chip and they put it in the iPhone. And they also put in a extremely high display called the Retina display, which basically gives 960 by 640 pixel resolution.
And of 320 course, LCD backlight.
Yeah, and 326 pixels per inch. According to them, 300 pixels is a limit for a normal eye, so you can't differentiate between a pixel.
The iPhone display now has a resolution higher than the human eye.
Well, picture perfect screen is something you'd like, but to be honest, what I enjoy most about the new iPhone 4 is the design, to be honest. I like the fact that it's strayed a bit from the traditional look of the iPhone, and it's got its own new style. I enjoy it quite a lot, actually.
So there were a few leaks of this phone, and Steve Jobs did deny that there were leaks, and he also showed some humor when he said, "You ain't seen it, and stop me if you've already seen this." But actually, the lines on the side, which people thought this wasn't like Apple, they are part of the Wi-Fi and the GSM system, so maybe a lot less dropped calls, even with AT&T in the U.S.
Now, one disadvantage that I would like to really point out about the iPhone is that Apple still refuses to integrate Flash with that phone because of Steve Jobs' very firm persuasion that HTML5 will take up the feature of the web.
Matteo is an extremely dedicated member of the Flash community.
The thing I back this up with is that if I buy a few hundred dollar piece of hardware, I want to be able to use it in whatever manner I see fit, not having a company tell me what I should do. You know,
this exactly. Is just I want to absolutely agree. I
agree when they say that okay, this is might not be the best thing to do, but they shouldn't stop me from doing it because we're not in a communist country. You know, I buy this, so it's mine, and I can do whatever I see fit with.
Well, the iPhone, we can now say, has more sensors than Motion V Plus or any other gaming device like that. It now has a gyroscope, a six-axis gyroscope, which is just adding to its... Now it has an accelerometer, it has a gyroscope, or gyroscope.
Just to correct us out a little bit, the accelerometer was included in the 3GS as well, only there is an improved version of the accelerometer in iPhone 4.
Okay, my bad, but... Well, this will be like more motion gestures.
One small but important feature, the last one that we would like to point out over here, is the front face camera, which means that right now you can make video calling and basically the person that is calling you via video can see your face, which you would expect is a very useful feature. However, it came late because it is nowadays it's expected from every normal better phone to have a camera in the front. You know, even old Nokias have that. So well, it's good, but it's late.
But they call it FaceTime, and it's free, but from Wi-Fi to from Wi-Fi is only, and iPhone 4 to iPhone 4. What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with that? Basically, what happens is that it is very common nowadays that Apple tries to restrict users from using the 3G network. There is one major and single reason for that. Mainly in the US, the AT&T network, which has specific rights for the iPhone, gives users unlimited access to 3G. Now, in order to stop the iPhone users from flooding that network, since they don't really have to pay any extra money for their 3G, Apple restricts this so they cannot, you know... It's basically a big deal. It's part of the dirty deal of AT&T,
so,
I suppose.
So, George, do you think the Skype will come out with a function so they can, like, video chat or take advantage of Skype? I mean, we already know Facebook is using some kind of social media to use the front-facing camera. Do you think that'll ever happen?
Well, yeah, that might happen, but again, the FaceTime, if it's good enough, it might actually shadow all other functions like this, like Skype and the new Facebook features. To be honest, if they manage it, no one will really notice the restrictions.
Anyways, it is clear that there will be a lot of changes in many of the apps that will video calling and video by itself.
Now, know that the previous three iPhones, well, cameras, to be blunt, are just crap. They take very bad photos, and they are just really good.
Yes, I agree with that. The camera of the iPhone 3
seems like the back camera, the main camera of the iPhone in the previous generations. Apple has been forced to put in a camera, but this time I think they just got it right. Instead, it's a 5-megapixel camera with an LED flash, but instead of just making the megapixels bigger, they kept the photons and the size of the lens the same, so you capture more light, and it's much easier to take photos. And Mr. Steve Jobs just kept going and on and on and on about photons and photons. And
so one thing I would like to point out about this, though, is that Steve Jobs often used the tactics that he exaggerates on the good features of the iPhone in order to make users forget the bad features of the iPhone, which, of course, it is clear that there are many and there still needs to be many improvements made in iPhone, maybe in Apple itself, in order to be a little more open with their device and in order to start realizing that, you know, they can't just... that their users are in cattle.
I have a feeling we're going to be cut off iTunes soon. Anyways, it records HD video at 720p, 30 frames per second. I think that is true HD video.
Well, you could consider it so. Of course, it is no match for a professional camera that they would use elsewhere, but still, it is a pleasant improvement still.
Well, and then they have the usual suspects, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, whatever.
Yes, which is...
which is nothing big. And
required from
that's basic,
every...
$199 if in AT&T has given some sort of eligibility thing,
Okay, so that would be it for our iPhone, and on to our next topic, Kinect.
The Kinect, that's the newly renamed... Yeah, so the Kinect, that's the newly renamed function that's been added to the Xbox 360 platform. Microsoft did its homework. It tried to integrate the idea of the Nintendo Wii, meaning the motion sensing, and added some hardware, namely the several cameras or mounted on the device that's supposed to follow every single movement that you make. I did see several pictures of the device itself, the Kinect camera. It does seem to be quite large when you look at it next to the Xbox itself. So that was more or less a shock to me. I didn't expect it to be so large, but I'm sure if it works properly, that's not going to matter too much. So hopefully it will provide us with what we expect. A better weight, better gaming, and basically a whole new generation of Xbox 360 games.
Okay, so let's also talk about the new Xbox 360, because it's kind of like a bundle. You can buy both the Kinect and the 360
together. More or less suspect they made the new design of the Xbox 360 specifically so that it looks better along with the new Kinect. Well, to be honest, in size, it's not that smaller. To be honest, they're relatively the same in size and weight. The hardware is more or less the same. There are no changes in speed or processing. More or less, the changes are only in the design.
Well, to be true, I'm not a big fan of gaming consoles, actually, because I do not find them as good as the fabricators always promote them to be. But anyways, design changes are pleasant too, only that I believe that the real body bulk of the changes and upgrades should be in the hardware and the capabilities, not in plain
design. We agree, but to be honest, like I said, I'm not sure they did this whole thing.
There is no hardware changes almost at all.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure they did it only so that it looks better with the Kinect.
Well,
to give it a new look to everything.
Basically, the new 360 comes in 250 gigabytes hard drive, and it's removable. I don't know if that's possible with the first one.
Yes, it is.
Of course it's possible to remove the first one. I take it, I smash it, and I take the hard drive out. What's so difficult about the removable part over there?
The universal tool called the hammer.
So it seems a little more smaller. It's in black color, like the Xbox 360
Elite. Not that smaller, actually.
It has a lot of grills on the sides, and it's actually a lot more silent than the original 360.
Well, yes, it would be expected for there to be more ventilation systems in this one, since it's so more compact. If they put so much hardware in one place...
It looks like an F-17 Nighthawk, though.
That's what some people say, but again, they are putting all these vents simply because there's a bare threat of it overheating because it's so compact now.
But wood, they're touch-sensitive buttons, which is just awesome, and they make beeps every time you press
them. Yeah, that's just a minor feature. Yes, that's...
But I mean, if not very, how would you call it, observant people like Assad would get caught on buying that thing for a few hundred dollars just because it makes beeps when you touch the buttons. I mean, that seems kind of peculiar to me, but
as strange as it sounds, I can absolutely
see that
happen.
Not going to force my opinions onto anybody else.
I can absolutely see that happen.
Oh, well.
I mean, Assad's going to the store, and he gets the new Xbox 360, and he's asking the store clerk, "It's good, but does it beep?"
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's not really the most important thing.
I don't know about you guys, but this Kinect thing is just unnaturally large, and it's just too big.
I noticed, but again, I gotta say, if it works the way it's supposed to, that's not gonna matter too much.
The demos they have shown are just mind-blowing, and they're just awesome.
And now I would like to cut this a little bit, because we need to move on to our world news and skip away from this annoying tech part.
Yes. So, our first topic, as we have previously said, are the Iranian protests, and I'm gonna let Matej talk about this one. So, as you were talking about this...
Now, of course, even though, as I previously said, this topic isn't so recent anymore, it's still kind of hot over here and we would like to discuss it. Now, it is clear that a lot of Ahmadinejad's posers were demonstrating on the streets, and it is also clear that quite some violence has been going on. There has been crowds chanting, "Not Gaza, not Lebanon, our life is for Iran," which clearly shows that they are not willing, to bear with those elections that have clearly might have been manipulated. Now, I'm not going to say they were necessarily manipulated, as I cannot, base that fact on anything right now, but it is quite likely, according to all the news that have been gathered by reliable sources like CNN. And another big thing about this is that, Ahmadinejad completely refused to make any compromises at all. The police has been beating up the protesters, and there have been some brutalities going on over here in Iran.
So, basically, from what I gather, that the Iranians are kind of not too happy with the elections, as they say that it was rigged or, treated. But they gotta realize, not all elections are fair. Most of them are rigged or, treated.
You can't say they gotta realize not all elections are fair. I mean, how would you do it if you had a person who...
Name one election that has been fair in history.
Well, how do you know which
election
was fair
of the Czech Republic?
Not?
It was fair. I mean, at least, you know, what you should do is that in every normal country, what you have is you have a commission of at least 4 people, which counts the votes altogether, so it is much more difficult to bribe anybody.
Absolutely.
In order to, you know, influence the votes. And I mean, oh, come on, country's not supposed to work that way. It is clear that Ahmadinejad does not care about his people and that all he wants is power for himself. And people realize that, and that's good, people realize that, and they need more international support on their stance in order to help them. And of course, you know, they have been, Iran has been trying to stop information from escaping the country by blocking means of communication for people, by censoring the media, blocking Facebook, and similar, you know, not very respectful actions. Now, of course, there have been ways to get around that because people are using proxy service to get around blockades like this, but still, you know, it's all just Iran is proving themselves unworthy of. Ahmadinejad is proving themselves, proving himself unworthy to lead the country, and I think that many people would agree with me on that. And I think that international support is needed to resolve the problems.
Well, before I say anything, we would just like to point out that everything and anything that we talk about on this podcast is just opinions, and please do not take them into.
It's not just opinions; it's based on facts, and
but
we say what we think. I mean, and it's up to
everybody. Please do not take offense for
anything. It's up to everybody to interpret this in their own way. I mean.
So I've been living in Iran for a few years, and this picture that we're seeing, it's just this green bus. There's a green bus on fire, and people are just riding. So this is like a public bus, and it's just like chaotic. So there are also some controversial opinions. Matej, do you want to tell them?
Well, one thing that was recently stated by President Obama on the Iranian elections was, quoting, "When I see violence directed at peaceful protesters, when I see peaceful dissent being suppressed wherever that takes place, it is of concern to me, and it's of concern to the American people. That is not how governments should interact with their people." Again, that is not how governments should interact with their people. That is exactly what I have been trying to say right now. And I think that there is a big valid point in that, and that this should be considered.
Okay, so any other comments, guys? George? Anybody?
Anybody else want to share
something
about Iran?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Let's hope the conditions get better in Iran. And our director is just cutting us down, and it's messy. So let's just
like to briefly run over the next topics, which are Kyrgyzstan, and a brief concluding phrase by Assad, who is the leader of Young Boys, is over here.
Okay, so, George, would you like to tell the people about Kyrgyzstan?
Kyrgyzstan, well, not that acquainted with that. Actually, I think someone here is more acquainted with that. I'm not sure who.
Evgeny, no, he's not here.
Evgeny,
we were supposed to have another correspondent from Sofia, but due to technical difficulties, we could not have him on.
Technical difficulties,
we
meaning
could not
the World Cup.
We could not contact him. Some people are just lazy. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
George, you have some background about this, so it would be good if you could.
Have some minimal background from what I know. There have been some protests in Kyrgyzstan. I'm not sure. There have been some people killed, about 100 or so. And more than 100,000 have been wounded. I mean, it's pretty horrible stuff there. I think they were protesting against the government, but it is pretty horrible. I think it was Kyrgyzstan's centering government
that declared Wednesday as a day of mourning for families of the many killed and thousands wounded in the violence that started last week.
Of course, they were wounded, but yes, I won't be a little picky over here.
Well, that's pretty much it for now.
Obviously, we saw George is not the best acquainted with this topic, but that doesn't really matter. We had other experts that were supposed to speak about this. Unfortunately, we missed them. Doesn't matter. We will get back on this.
This is still hilarious.
Information.
We had no idea, but you're still trying to attempt. Well, we are extremely sorry, and this is unprofessional, but we will cover this topic next month, next episode, and we will have our correspondent, which who is acquainted.
Yes.
With this. So, any last comments on anything, guys?
No. I would just to say that, you know, I think this podcast has a lot of potential over here, and that we need to sometimes work on topics and get a little more background information before we say something like that. Of course, if you have any other comments you want to add, anything you want to say, maybe even, you know, anything you want to say that's good, feel free to drop a comment. I will make sure it's available for you over there. And we would like to thank you for being in our podcast, for listening to this. And we will try to get more and more professional as time goes on. You know, we're still kind of recording the home type of fashion. Now, of course, this will become a little more expert once we do something. So again, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and hope you enjoyed it.
Okay, before we just cut off, before we leave, you guys, we just want to give some news that that Matej Posolka, who was joining us via satellite today, is going to be our permanent host on the show and also our technical producer. And it's going to be exciting, and he's going to help us post it on iTunes.
So basically, I'm the guy who fixes up the website every time the site goes and installs a bunch of WordPress plugins, which are not very good. Now, you could have possibly seen some technical difficulties. I will try to be dealing with that, and we will work towards making the Young Voice Service site accessible to everybody who is using every browser and any operating system.
And we hope that Young Voices podcast, the Youthcast, will have so much potential, and some fun will be so much better this June. And we are also going to introduce some real cool stuff. By the way, if you would like to contact us, please contact us particletheory0@gmail.com. If you don't know what particle theory is, just check out the website in a few days, and we'll post it up.
We also hope shaky, of course. That shouldn't be a problem in the future. Okay.
We need new.
Thank
ones.
You.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Hasta la vista. The next episode will be in the next 2 weeks. Inhibition, celebration, it surrounds us, every nation.